All right, so I'm gonna do audio because I want to upload this to my website too, because this needs to go out in the audio. This weekend I'll probably update my website with all my audios. Well, saints, you can't commune with ain'ts. Now when an ain't pretends to be a saint and gets in the door, you have to start doing some discerning of spirits, right? And so as you discern the spirits, everything starts to reveal itself. It might, you know, it might take you a month or two, but you, after about two or three weeks, you already know. But then you want to try to help them. Maybe they're confused. Maybe they need to be saved, and maybe they're trying to get saved. Maybe they came into the fellowship to get saved, but they come into fellowship usually to steal, kill, and destroy. They came in pretending to be a believer, but everything out of their mouth was opposite. A believer wants to win souls. They hate soul winning. A believer wants to see people get saved and healthy. They don't care about that. A believer has empathy. They don't have empathy. A believer loves truth. They're just lying and gaslighting all the time. So what is my point? My point is, once you spend about 30 days, 60 days, at the most 90 days, once 90 days is up, the cycle has completed, and so you pretty much block them. David in the Bible, he says, I won't have a liar in my face or in my house. Now, how does that apply today? You don't have a liar in your email or your text, your phone, your contacts. You delete their contacts, you delete their emails, you tell them what you need to tell them, and then you delete them. Because that demon that's in that person, you don't want that contact in your phone. We're dealing with a spiritual warfare, people, a spiritual warfare. I was chilling last year. I really didn't have any spiritual warfares, I didn't think. I was just really just chilling. I was taking it easy. I was relaxing, resting. Then all of a sudden, the devil showed up. The devil and his demons. It was a good lesson. I thought I'd already seen these lessons early on in life, but I thought I was done with it. I thought people would be smart enough to realize I've seen the game 1,000 times, but, you know, I guess not. You've seen it 1,000 times, and they don't know that you've already seen them. They're just a carbon copy. When somebody comes in and they're just like your sister or a coworker or an ex, and they're or somebody who tried to get in before and everything out of their mouth was a lie or gaslighting and fake future faking and all that, and they don't even realize they're a carbon copy of the other person, just a different face. They're just a different face, but they're saying and doing the same stuff as the other demons. Now, each demon probably has a different, little bit of different spin gollies, you know, spin gollies and Machiavellian spin gollies. These people are sick. They're demon possessed. And the Bible says, kick Jezebel out of the congregation. Kick Jezebel out. Kick her out. Kick the demons out. No fellowship with them. Boot them to the curb. Block them. Delete them. If there's any pictures, delete it. If there's any memory at all, anything, like, let's say it's some kind of little thing in your house, some kind of memory of some kind of little, even if it was a salt shaker or something, throw it in the trash. Every memory has to go, because you live in the now, you don't live in the past, and those past memories will bring you back to the lies and the memories of the demon that took over that person and the lies that's in that person, and it'll take you off your progress, and you'll be living in the past and not living in the now. I promise you, you got to do it. You don't want a liar in your face, in your house, in your memory, in your thoughts. You don't want their voice. You don't want to know what they look like, what they sound like, nothing. You don't have any memory of that person. Because these, I think it's called spin gollies, right? They spin the truth. They spin everything. And if you hang out with them long enough, you'll be crazy as they are. They need help. They really need help. You can pray for them and all. Don't be bitter. Don't be in unforgiveness. Don't be mad. Just say, this is not my cup of tea. They really ain't got nothing you need. They ain't got nothing you want and nothing you need. And I promise you, when you delete them out of your phone, you delete them out of your email, you don't know their phone number anymore, you don't know their email anymore, and as one day goes by, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 7 days, 21 days, you won't even think about that person. They need to disappear off the screen because they are your enemy. A demon takes, they chose to worship the devil instead of worshiping God. It's their choice. You give them the truth. You gave them the truth. You hit them face to face with truth. The truth was embodied in your body face to face, and they chose lies. They chose lies over truth. Can a truther and a liar dwell together or even talk, have a conversation? No. You might say, well, that's mean. No, it ain't. It's Bible. They're the ones mean. They're the liars. They're the deceivers. They're the game players. They're the con artists. They're the tricksters. They're the jokers. They're the mean ones. They wanted to kill you. And if they didn't want to physically kill you, but they did, they want to kill you body, soul, and spirit, usually 99% of the time, because Jezebel wants to kill Elijah. And Jezebel wants to kill Naboth because they wanted his vineyard. They want your property. They want your health. They want a vampire off of everything in you, around you. And they want to take away your blessing. They want to take away your blessing. They want to take away your peace. The Bible says to mark the perfect man, for the end of that man is peace. The Bible says righteousness is sown in peace. The seed of righteousness is sown in peace. The Bible's full of being peace. The Bible says the wicked have no peace. There's no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. So you know that person has no peace. That's why they have to drown out their peace, their life with drugs and drinking, because they have no peace. That's why they're running to the bars every Friday, TGIF. That's why they're chasing other people. That's why they're chasing other people. They're not content by themselves, so they have to chase others. They get a sport out of it, trying to deceive people. That's a sport to them. That's Wile E. Coyote. That's the Acme tools of the flesh. It's sport to them. That's their game. They see life as a game, and it is a game, but they choose the dark side instead of the light. The Bible says, you will be judged for things done in the body. The saints at the Bema seat and the ants at the great white throne judgment. When you talk about faith alone in the finished work of Jesus, the legalists have to show up, and they have to try to steal, kill, and destroy, and they have to send Jezebel or Delilah or somebody like that, because they hate your liberty that's in Christ. They want to spy out your liberty and bring you back under bondage and slavery and sin and guilt and worry and shame and take away your peace and all that. Shut the door. Delete the contacts out of your phone, out of your computer, whatever you use. and it's over. It's done. And the demons of hell have no more access to you. Why do the demons want access to you through a human being that sold their soul to the devil? Why do they want access to you? They hate your peace. They hate your peace with God. They hate your communion with God because they don't have it and they've never had it and they can't have it. I don't care if they say they pray all day long, if they're master manipulators and con artists and thieves and liars and gaslighters and future fakers, they ain't got nothing. They can pray all day long, but it's only hitting their ceiling. It hits the sheetrock and bounces back to them. The only prayer that God is going to hear from the unsaved person is, Lord, I'm a sinner. I deserve hell. Come into my heart and save me. You can't fix them. You can't save them. You gave them a space to repent and do right and treat you right and act right and talk right and think right, but they don't want that. They don't want it. And if they don't want it, you think you're going to convince them? If they don't want God, do you think they really want you who wants God? You want God. They don't want God. You want God's will. They don't want God's will. They want their will. It's all about their will. It's not about God's will. And so can you convince them to do God's will when you want to do God's will and they want to be semi-yoked up with you? No, you can't even talk to these people. You know they have a demon because they don't want to hear anything you have to say because they try to drown you out with their worldly wisdom and lies and gaslighting and upside. They think they know it all. You know way more than them, but they think they know it all. And you're sitting there listening to them and you're like, you don't even have discipline enough to have a conversation with somebody. You know, if you go to college 4 years and you sit under this professor for an hour a day and another professor, you sit under the professor and he's teaching and you have to listen. You've learned discipline, how to listen. They can't even listen. If they don't have discipline enough to listen with their ears, how are they going to have discipline enough not to cheat on you, lie to you, steal from you, anything? They don't have any discipline. They don't have any power. They're a slave to the devil. They're going to do what the devil tells them to do. They're a slave to the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. And if you don't cut them off, you're in fellowship with a demon. And that demon is not going to give you any peace. The demon is not going to give you any peace. The demon in them. And they've submitted to the devil and the demons. So what are they going to do? They're going to act in his stead. They're children of the devil. So their daddy's the devil. So what are they going to do? They're going to act like the devil. What's the devil? He's a liar and a murderer. They're trying to kill you. Don't think they ain't. Even if they're not trying to stab you or shoot you or something, they're trying to get you to be out on the street somewhere. Take away your peace and your calling and your direction. They want you out on the street so that you do get killed out there. They're trying to kill you, I promise you. They might not be trying to shoot you or stab you, but they're trying to get you to kill yourself or something like that. And when they first start talking to you, you start to see the red flags from the get-go. And you say, well, you know, a saved person would never say that. And that reminds me of somebody else who was claimed to be a friend, but they were actually an enemy. They were actually an enemy to my marriage, tried to sleep with your wife, probably did, but wanted to cause trouble and stir up trouble because they were jealous of your gifts and your education and you're being blessed by God because you're the elect. They're jealous of that. They're jealous. They would actually call you. If you ever had a friend that would call you up and talk just to ask you a question and to get your knowledge, and then they would say, appreciate it, and then they go tell somebody else, like they came up with that, like they were trying to impress other people from listening to you. because they had nothing in there. There's nothing in there. They really have nothing. They're dead. When the Bible says they're dead in trespasses and sins. I remember after the divorce from my first wife, I started selling books. I thought, everything, all these books, she just memorized titles of books and was just quoting books to make herself look good. It was just titles of books. It wasn't really her. There was nothing in there. There, you know, in other words, a saint has the Holy Spirit, right? And those are living waters coming out of you. And so this is why people come to my channel that hate me, that tried to destroy me. They're still subscribed to my channel. Why are they here? Because they're listening to me, the living waters that flows out of me. And then they go and they say the same thing I say because they don't have the Holy Spirit. Seriously, it's happening today. It's happening right now. These people have nothing, but they want to make it look like they have something, but they're stealing it from you. And then they teach, then they create a channel and they try to be a teacher. And you know when it's a big fat lie, when the woman gets on there and starts trying to be a preacher or a teacher. Especially when she dyes her hair red. I'm not talking bad mouthing redheaded people, but I'm saying when the woman has blonde hair, black hair, and she dyes her hair red and says, "I'm a preacher," you better run, because that's a Jezebel. She dyed her hair red for a reason. She's telling you she's Jezebel. There's no women preachers. But she calls herself a preacher. Women can tell the truth, speak witness and all that. Yeah, women know the truth, the saved women. But when a woman calls herself a preacher, dyes her hair red, the red represents the blood. She has to have some serious blood covering, because if she didn't, God would take her out. That's why she dyes her hair red, to cover her sin of calling herself a preacher. God would take her out so fast. If she didn't dye her hair red, he'd take her out, because she has to have a lot of blood covering under the blood. Sad. Yeah, I'm gonna upload this. And this is the last time I'm gonna talk about it, but I'm telling you, if you have proved over a period of time that somebody is lost and undone, hates you, wants to kill you, lying to you, if they lie to you and gaslight you, they hate you and they want to take you out. They don't care about you, it's all about self. If they can't get something from you, they don't want anything to do with you. And when you cut off any kind of supply, whether it's money or love or attention or compliments, you cut off supply, they gone. They got to get something out of you, because they got to have like 5 or 10 that they, one, they might be getting some money or attention or praise or knowledge, or they're listening, you know. I just said it. They're void and they need other people to feel alive, because there's no life in them. There's no life in them. They're dead. They're dead. That's why they have addictions, because they're dead. Every person I've ever met that had an addiction, they were either in a cult and thought they were saved, or they were just lost and undone. Most of them came from like the Mormons or the Pentecostal or Church of Christ or the Jehovah's Witness. They're in a cult and they think they're saved. The Jehovah's Witness, all of them, they're not even close to being saved. There's nothing in there. It's sad. They have to cheat. They have to drink. They have to lie. They have to gaslight. Why? Because that's their daddy, the devil. They have to defile and defame. They want to defile you with lies and half truths. When they start taking your Bible and destroying the truth, you better run. If somebody comes up to you and says that book in the Bible don't belong there, you better run. because it offends them. If something in the Bible offends them and they say, take that book out of the Bible, then you better run. Because they want to put their feelings above the truth. And if their feelings are above the truth, then their feelings in relationship to you are above the truth. So they're not going to abide in truth. They're going to abide in feelings, and they're going to be doing all manner of evil against you. And if it's a relationship, you better run, because they might give you some kind of disease or something. You better get out fast. Pray to God. Once you realize what's going on, I promise you, people, once you realize what's going on, delete the contacts, delete the emails, delete any kind of, throw any kind of pictures or image in the trash, delete anything that reminds you one iota of that person. If there's no kids involved, praise God. You escaped a, not only did you escape a bullet, you escaped a shotgun. A bullet, a pellets. You escape a shotgun shell and fall down on your face and praise God that you escaped. And say, it's over, it's finished, I'm done. Stay on game, stay on point, stay on what you were doing before you ever came across that demon. Because that demon is trying to kill you. And they'll never come back and apologize. Don't expect it. If they reject the gospel when you gave it to them, if you're a serious truther and they reject the gospel when you gave it to them, usually that's like their last chance. I mean, you're right there in their face and they still reject. You're sitting on their couch. You're eating a meal with them, face to face, eating a meal, and they still reject the gospel. That's like Jesus sitting right in front of them saying, it's faith alone and Jesus alone. You must be born again. And they still reject it. They ain't coming back to apologize ever. Forget they exist. That, to be honest, they're not even real people. They're just flesh running on a flesh program.